We're just coming out of the crisis that was created by the fraud in the civil service, where lots of money has been stolen. Up to now, don't know exactly how much. As a result, it has left a big hole in the government coffers, and it's been necessary for us to redo our budget because we do not have the sort of resources that would satisfy the budget that we had at the beginning of the year. And therefore, now we are taking tough measures to rein in expenditure, to reduce or contain expenditure. And one of such measures is the ban of all internal travel. You know that when people travel, there are two issues, really. It's the cost of transportation, i.e. the cost of fuel and the wear and tear of the vehicles, but also the allowances. People have to get allowances for them to get accommodation, to get food. So by banning internal travel for some time, we expect to be making some significant savings.
Does this ban affect President Joyce Banda as well?
This ban affects everybody. Of course, there will be exceptions when the president has to travel. For example, in 2 days' time, she's traveling to the EU. But even that, she's being sponsored. They are paying for her fares and upkeep. So we are not really losing much in that respect. But naturally, as head of state, she has to do some local travel. There's no question about that. But by and large, it is a ban that is going to affect everybody, and we think that it will realize substantial savings.
Some people are speculating that because donors who support the country's, about 40% of the country's budget, because they have withheld their donor support for the country, that is what is causing this financial constraint to the economy. What is your take on that?
It is true that donors have indicated that they're delaying disbursement of their budget support. But even if that statement had not been made, we would still have needed to rework our budget. We would still have needed to take tough measures to contain expenditure. You also need to understand that although the donors have said that they're delaying disbursement, most of the donors were not due to disburse their funds until sometime in the new year, so that they weren't going to disburse funds now anyway. Some of them were due to disburse in January, late January and February and March. So basically, it's not the immediate delay of the funds, because the funds would not have been disbursed now anyway.
Earlier, you said because the government took this measure because of some funds that were siphoned out of the government coffers. Is this due also to international pressure being placed on your administration by the donors that the government is moving swiftly, as you have said, to curb graft in the country?
Well, the issue of graft was not started by, or fighting graft was not started by donors. It was started by the president herself. She noticed certain things going wrong. She summoned the Minister of Finance then, gave him 4 weeks to try and find the loopholes and seal the loopholes. She then invited some of our donors and the cooperating partners and informed them that she had given the minister 4 weeks to try and find the loopholes and seal them. At that juncture, some of the donors pledged support in fighting fraud and corruption. So the initiative did not come from the donors. Rather, it came from the president herself.
In your estimation, how are Malawians reacting to this drastic economic measure that your government has taken about the ban on internal traveling?
Yeah, I think that it would be prudent to say that most Malawians will appreciate these measures because they understand that some action needs to be taken in order to contain the situation. They understand that we cannot continue with business as usual. So there are lots of Malawians who understand this. But at the same time, we must also understand that there are lots of Malawian businesses that will be affected by this ban. Take, for example, the hotel industry, where civil servants have been frequent clients because of business or because of workshops, seminars, that sort of thing. Those would definitely feel the pinch. But this ban is not forever. It is for a short time in order for us to realize savings that will enable us to get back to business as usual.
Do you anticipate how long this ban will last?
I can't really say. I would be misleading you if I was to tell you now. But I suspect that we would be reassessing it after about, say, three months to see what has been achieved. Apart from this ban, government is also going to shut down for Christmas holidays for about 2 weeks. And it is expected that that shutdown will also realize significant savings. So I suspect that early in the new year, we'll be assessing the situation to see what we have achieved by that ban and to see how much longer we can keep that ban in place.